to season 6 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera podcast. I'm Luke Sutliff, and I'm thrilled to return to the Atlanta Opera as Count Almaviva in Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. I'll be your host as we dive into this operatic comedy of errors, where nothing is certain, but divine joy awaits even the most boisterous fools. Fun fact about me is I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I like to fly fish. Now let's dive into the plot. The mad day begins as so many mad days do, with a wedding. My valet, Figaro, and my wife's maid, Susanna, are preparing for their wedding. Figaro is delighted with the room I gave them. Susanna is less enthusiastic, because she suspects, correctly, that I've taken a little too much interest in her. So much so that I intend to revive my feudal privileges. Desperate, the happy couple decides to outsmart me. Meanwhile, other schemes unfold. Dr. Bartolo and Marcellina arrive with a contract stating that if Figaro cannot repay a debt, he must marry Marcellina instead. Old grudges surface, and suddenly the wedding looks far less certain. Adding to the chaos is Carabino, a young page hopelessly in love with nearly every woman he meets, including my wife. His youthful confusion creates a whirlwind of entrances, exits, and hiding places, especially whenever I come in. The act ends in celebration as villagers gather for the wedding. Figaro manipulates me into publicly renouncing any claim to that old privilege, forcing me to play the generous nobleman in front of everyone. The crowd cheers, Figaro celebrates a small victory, and I send Carabino away to military service, hoping to restore order. I should have known that was only the beginning. Later that morning, the Countess, my wife, is feeling neglected. In her room, she confides in Susanna, and together with Figaro and Carabino's help, they devise a plan to expose me. They lure me into the garden with rumors of a secret meeting and reveal my intentions through a carefully staged trap. Part of this plan involves dressing Carabino as Susanna, an idea that begins as a joke and quickly spirals into confusion. The young page confesses his feelings and manages to complicate everything simply by existing, as per usual. However, I can never truly catch him in the act. When I surprise the schemers, the young boy is nowhere to be seen. In retrospect, I never looked out of the window. Meanwhile, Marcellina is still pursuing legal action in order to marry Figaro. After way too much shouting and way too many formalities, a startling revelation emerges. Marcellina and Dr. Bartolo are, in fact, Figaro's long-lost parents. The contract dissolves instantly, understandably. The wedding is back on. Everyone is delighted, except perhaps me, since events are once again slipping beyond my control. Night falls, and I accept a secret invitation to meet with who I think is Susanna in the garden. If it were only that simple. Susanna is dressed as the Countess. The Countess is disguised as Susanna. Figaro observes from the shadows, uncertain of what is true, and begins to lose faith in his beloved. Carabino shows up again. Of course he does. And somehow ends up in the middle of everything. I am embarrassed to admit that Figaro figures things out faster than I do. So he declares his passion for the real Susanna. I'm furious. I call everyone together, certain that I've uncovered a scandal. Figaro with my wife? And then... the real Countess steps forward. All eyes are on me, but for the first time, I'm not thrilled about it. There's nothing left but to ask for forgiveness. And to her credit, and perhaps my good fortune, the Countess forgives me. The tension breaks, the wedding finally happens, and the evening ends with some music, celebration, and a sense that maybe things can start over. Maybe that's just how things are in this household. The servants have the power. The young fall in love every 5 minutes. And I, supposedly the head of the household, spend the day chasing shadows. Still, the music is excellent, the ending happy, and my wife is smiling again. And in the end, that feels like victory enough. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning about The Marriage of Figaro, please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever y'all get your podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.